He named all his horses. I don't believe our cows had names. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But the horses all had names. And Sunday afternoon regular, I don't know why Sunday, he would bolt down and close the gates to the big gate down there and turn the horses out in the yard. Hmm. But he'd always...
Well, where did you keep the horses?
In the stable.
Mm-hmm. Was that in...
It was just down on that side of the house where my mother and father's room was, just down there further. We had a big place. I don't know how many acres it was. I expect 30 acres in it. In the edge of town.
So the building you kept...
And from the courthouse there, so when you started on that street, you could see it up there by itself, sitting on here.
Mm-hmm.
You see at the end of the street. And the street turned in front of our house, rounded, and went on top of the hill. And we were up there, and you could see it from town, just the home up there on top.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was thrifty, as I say. My father educated himself, was the best Latin student I ever knew and all. And when they came there, as young married people, this nice old fellow, he's a very prominent, probably the most prominent man in town then, old, I think, captain or general, as they called him. My name Scott. It's Dr. Scott. But this man was named, can't think about it right now. And he rode his horse all over town. And he would ride by the back of our house there. So he went to my father one day and says, "Well, Ned, I think you'll succeed." And Papa says, "Well, I expect to." He's a right young lawyer there. Maybe they'd had one child, but then I don't know. He said, "I ride my horse by, and I rode by out your, the folks out that kitchen window had a shelf built, and where they could pull the slop, you know, pull the trash
mm-hmm.
without taking it out of the put there, and they usually have a servant man that would empty it later. But outside the kitchen window, say, I rode by and saw what your wife threw away, and I think you would succeed. You run throwing a whole lot of good stuff out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, see, Ned Raymond. I went by and saw what your wife was throwing out. Rolled about on the horse through the back of
that's
the place.
That's one way to tell.
Mm-hmm. Rolled by.
Well, do you have any, were there any farms around?
Farms?
Uh-huh.
Not as a girl. No, my father did not have a thing to do with farms.
Well, I mean around in the neighborhood.
But, yes. Everybody practically were farmers, and now this, a man I was talking about riding, he had farms. Now, of course, after we married, I told you about the farm you read about in the little book, and we've still got it. Still got 4,300 acres to dispose of.
Well, what kind of, tell me about some of the buildings and things.
The farm buildings?
Could you describe
Well, the farmhouses were very comfortable. The ones we've had, of course, they didn't have, they had wood. Fireplaces, and then the tenants, we had to care for our tenants. Now going back beyond my day to my grandfather's day, my grandfather lying down there on the plantation,
mm-hmm.
the 100 acres the government gave him for services, they had a heap of slaves back then for mm-hmm. folks. Then, between the Revolutionary War and the Confederate War,
mm-hmm.
had a heap of slaves. And I have it written down in some of these books what my aunt told me all about. There were Indians there first, when she remembered. And she said they were afraid of them. And said her grandmother would go and drive the cows home. They'd let them go down near the river. And she'd have to drive them home at night for somebody to milk. And she'd see those Indians and just have to hurry the cow and be so afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.